This is Doug Steffen. A lot of times I have, over the years, used my presence on the radio to try things. And I've tried some things that worked well, and I've tried some things that didn't work so well. And the ones that work well are still, I suppose the proof positive is that they're still on the air, or they're still being heard someplace on a radio station or a podcast or something. If it's good, then it gets support, and if it isn't good, it won't. So as an incubator of new ideas, I have felt for a long time that I wanted to do something that focused on you and your hidden powers. I wanted to do something that was aimed at people who thought about some things in a way that was different than the so-called norm, whatever the heck that is. So I've created something that I hope will be it'll have a hallmark of free thinking attached to it. Ideas for free thinkers, that sort of thing. And because this is new, and because I have respect for Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, I decided that he would be a great way for us to start this conversation, which we'll have in part each week, someone who has special powers or a special focus on things that are out of the ordinary. We're going to have also as part of this every week, someone who is an intuitive, Uri Geller, who is a mind and mental magician, and Maria Trilogy, who is an astrologer and can give us some spin on things that are going on with you in a way that some people may not have thought about before. So this is ideas, things that are special. So, Michael, I'm very pleased that you are here on this installment as we get this thing going. And it is because of, frankly, you and I have had this conversation two or three times. One of the reasons I wanted to do this now was in tribute to some of the work that our late friend Alan Combs did. I was inspired by listening to some of the things that he did in a podcast that was at Talkers Radio, which is at talkers.com. And it was a side of him that I did not know, even though we were friends. And as we began talking about it, a side to you, although I've heard this in your voice and your attitude for the past 3 or 4 years, you're having a quote-unquote different, I don't even know what that means, different. But if those who are listening go to a podcast called Up Close and Far Out, you'll find Michael approaching, not this stuff all the time, but different, but not peculiar points of view. How's that? Is that fair, Michael? And a lot of people are going to say, this is George Norrie.
First of all, I do not do a George Norrie show. I do a media show.
Yes.
Up Close and Far Out is interviews with talk show hosts and people in the media, authors, writers, movie makers, with a heavy dose of radio people, because I see the world through the lens of radio, and yeah, I have tremendous contacts in that field. The fact that I approach all media from somewhat of a metaphysical perspective as opposed to an engineering perspective, the sociological implications of it, what it means to the hive of humanity, media as an extension of the human nervous system, where are we heading with it, that has always had an influence on my work. But I do not do a metaphysical show. I do a media culture show. And that is the bulk of my business. That's the bulk of my expertise. And my interest in metaphysics has always been part of my life, and it should be part of everybody's life, because it is a pretty fantastic situation we're in, called being alive and being conscious in this mysterious place called the universe. I mean, when you stop and think about it, it's totally outrageous. Some people turn to religion for an answer based on faith. Some people turn to science to try to figure it all out. But most people, if they dig down deep enough, know that the answers, the absolute empirical truths, are very, very hard to find. And life, as a result, is a bit of a journey. But I am not an expert on this. I am not on a mission. It's just something that I enjoy. And I think it relates to the mystical process of broadcasting. Because when you stop and think about it, the whole process of being a broadcaster is magical. Can you imagine if you had popped up 200 years ago, 300 years ago, let alone 1,000 years ago, with some of the technology we have today, that people would think you're a god. They would think that you have the power over time, space, and matter. And there is a merging of technology and science and mystical stuff. And one of the scientific revelations of this particular time that we live in is that scientists are finding that there are clues scientifically grounded that indicate everything isn't quite exactly as we think. It's not so concrete. So that's where I'm coming from.
I have great regard for metaphysics myself, the perspective that comes from things that are not considered normal. I chuckled.
Well, don't say normal. Things that are not within the realm
mainstream
of fact.
Forget
even mainstream, because you're approaching it from a standpoint of targeting an audience. Metaphysics means the aspect of science and physics that is beyond what we already concretely understand and know. It isn't voodoo. It isn't magic. It isn't anything, you know, hocus pocus. It's simply a term that is now respected in scientific communities. It's the area of physics that is beyond what we already fully understand. And the more we learn, the more we realize we don't know.
Beyond physics, metaphysical. So when you said what you did a few minutes ago about if I were around a couple of hundred years ago and wanted to do what I've done for a living, well, I believe I was around a couple of hundred years ago. I've not explored that with you, but I think that will be part of some of the conversations here. Have there been past lives? Do you believe in that? What was your experience? There'll be some of that that'll come up here as well, as because that is, in a manner of speaking, you've defined it so well, metaphysics beyond the physical. I think that is a realm that is...
That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate question. The ultimate question is what is the nature of life? It's not only, you know, where are we? We don't know where we are. Who are we? That's a question that we always ask. But the real big question is, what are we?
Yeah.
You know, the main areas are what happens after death? Were you around before you were born? Is life eternal? Is consciousness eternal? Does consciousness rely upon the brain? Is human consciousness the result of the brain, or is matter the result of consciousness? Those are the two big dividing areas in terms of the philosophy and people that think about these things, the material view or the non-material view of reality. I think the word reality is even more apt than the universe, because they don't even know if the universe is an entity. There might be infinite numbers of universes in this, you know, frothy bathtub of bubbles that extends forever. The nature of infinity is something that the human brain, the human mind, human intelligence has trouble wrapping itself around. So those are the big issues. What happens? What is life? Is it, are we here for a moment and then gone? Is it eternal? Are we basically machines that create what we think is our consciousness, or is our consciousness creating everything? There's a growing school of thought in the world of science as a result of quantum physics and quantum mechanics that the basis of all reality in the universe is consciousness, and that
thoughts
consciousness manifests matter as opposed to matter manifesting consciousness.
Are we spiritual? I remember having this conversation a couple of years ago with my lady friend, the idea that we are physical beings with a spiritual component, or the discussion was, are we spiritual beings in a physical component? And she brought me around to thinking, I don't know why I hadn't thought about it before, that we are spiritual beings, and we're passing through this experience in a body. But does that mean that all of our experiences are going to be in a body? No. And that's what so gets people. It grabs people, this idea that we are not, we are bodies, but we aren't really bodies. And are we really, the questions that come up about whether we're really experiencing all this, or is this something going on in somebody's mind?
Well, I mean, some people think that we live in a computer simulation. You know, it's funny. The movie The Matrix and all of its subsequent films is constantly being looked at as not being so crazy. That we might be living in a matrix. We might be living in a video game. What we consider to be God may be some nerd having lunch and running our lives an hour in his day every day, or her day or its day or whatever. There are all kinds of interesting theories, none of which are provable and none of which you can prove are untrue. All of which are kind of realistic. But look at technology. Technology really is an extension of human biology. And the fact that, you and I are coming out of a radio in somebody's world, people are listening to this, a person is listening, and the voices and our message are coming out of a radio. Well, if he didn't know better, or they'd think that the radio was talking, that the radio was alive. And we are from someplace else. Well, maybe what we say to each other, maybe our bodies are radios. Maybe we're just picking up something from the larger universe and that we are not really the ones talking.
The what ifs, aren't they amazing to contemplate? Michael Harrison, who in his day job is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as the effort is made to have us understand what the hidden powers of the universe are. If you're a free thinker, you're going to love the conversations here. Your hidden powers. Ideas for free thinkers now in this portion of the day for me and for you. We will dedicate it to, as Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, suggested, a metaphysical perspective on what's going on in the world. What do you know? Do you really know what you know under the circumstances? Michael is the first guest as we put this all into perspective to help everybody understand what it is that I hope will become a part of an experience that you're going to have every week, whether here or in a podcast that will appear hopefully at talkers.com in the Talkers Radio Room and other places where we can get this into people's ears other than on the radio. One of the people that inspired me to do this in a conversation that Michael and I had about Alan Combs when he passed away. For those of you who don't know, Alan was a fabulous broadcaster, fabulous radio personality, who also did superb things on television, a la Hannity and Combs. But he had a side, as does Michael, as do I, as do many of you, that brings us away from, we could be defined, but we don't have to be defined by just one thing. And so I wanted you to spend a few minutes, if you wouldn't mind, Michael, talking about the sort of thing that Alan did and what we learned from listening to him and some of the things that he did that were not a part of his normal sort of political radio program.
Well, what he was famous for was his politics, but Alan was a student of and a lover of radio. Mm-hmm. And this kind of subject matter is a tradition in radio that goes all the way back to the beginning of talk radio. Alan grew up in New York, influenced by people like Long John Neville. Mm-hmm. And There were a number of hosts in the 50s
Long
and
John
60s.
Was an overnight guy, WNBC, for a long, long time. And yes, he did a lot of this sort of thing, didn't he?
Yeah. And this was a tradition. I mean, Art Bell continued the tradition. George Nuri continues the tradition. I got to tell you, this is not new to most people. YouTube is just full of fabulous programming about the supernatural, about quantum physics, about human consciousness, about metaphysics. So this is not like we're talking in a desert. But Alan loved it, and Alan always used to tell me, you know, when his political talk show days are over, he would love to end his career by doing a show back to those roots, you know, about mystical stuff. He enjoyed astrologers. I used to fight with him all the time about that. I'm not a fan of astrology.
I know, you know. You told me that, too. And I think find a good one. It's fabulous help. But anyway, we're all different. It's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are different schools of thought. I prefer staying on the scientific side of the line as opposed to the, you know, pure entertainment side of it,
right.
You know, the fantasy side. But so Alan launched a show called Healed Planet. And we were doing it for about a year or so on Talkers Radio, which is an experimental platform for shows that are not necessarily designed to be commercial or to be successful, or they're just experimental. As a matter of fact, Your Farm Show, which is now a huge success on well over 100 stations in the country, started out as an experiment on Talkers Radio.
Yep.
We've had some pretty good stuff there. So there are 15 episodes of Healed Planet that exist at talkersradio.com, and they will stay there in the archives forever, as long as we have it. And Alan was doing that, and I'm very pleased it inspired you, Doug.
Yeah, it did inspire me, and you did as well. So I'm grateful that you could spend some time here with us in the introductory run-through of this experiment that we have on finding out what is going on beyond the beyond, in a manner of speaking, beyond what we know. I think that's a fabulous way of putting it. Beyond what we think we know. What do we think we know? It's just, okay, mind expanding. Just think a little outside the box, if you will. So, Michael, thank you for that. Coming up, intuitive Mary O'Malley will be here with us next on Your Hidden Power. A focus on you and your hidden power. That's what we're here to do with various people who are experts in free thinking. And with that in mind, I introduce you to Mary O'Malley, who is also a, other than being an intuitive, she's a psychic scout. So what I'm going to do is pick apart a little bit. Mary's going to be here for a little bit more time next week so we can really dig into what her perspective is on things. What does it mean, Mary O'Malley, that you're a psychic scout?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
It means that I have the ability to, well, a number of different things, but mostly help you to identify your own voice. You know, what is your higher self talking to you? And I can walk down future paths for people if they're trying to decide which job to take and, you know, who to date and, you know, things like that. I can get information on whether which decision serves them best and kind of walk down the road a little ways to make sure it's still in their best interest down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different things happen, and even things will come up like, you know, people having trouble moving forward, what's in their way. Spirit will give me different ways for them to move beyond that. And a lot of times people just are confused, you know, a lot of voices in their head, what they should do, and their heart and their gut are telling them something completely different. So helping them find the confidence to follow what they know is right for them.
There's
a lot of different areas on that.
Yeah. If you go to Mary's website, there are a number of things there that will help you out. Not only do you have, I think you have two ways of being in touch for people finding you. One of them is through your name, but you don't spell it like everybody else does. You only have one L, Mary O apostrophe M-A-L-E-Y. But then
Correct.
There is Psychic Scout as well. And on the website, there's a validation. And this sort of helps people understand there are a lot of people who do what you do, but are they that good? And under the circumstances, this validation by Shea Parker as one of the best American psychics is probably a help. This is something, by the way, those in full disclosure, I'm very interested in using these sorts of people, when I say these sorts of people, people who are advisors. I find Mary and others who do what she does from time to time excellent to consult with because they do have it. They give you something else to think about, whether it's where you are in the here and the now. See, I'm a big believer in the now. What's going on right now? not what's been going on. And so Mary says she looks ahead a little bit, wants to know with you what your questions are so she can decide whether the path is smooth or not. But Mary, when we're into the here and now, that's really what's most important for people when they ask you questions, right? What's going on right now?
Exactly. Exactly. The thing about the work is I can tune in on different people you're dealing with or structures that you're dealing with and get a bigger perspective. When we're in the middle of something, it's real easy to have a narrow focus. Mm-hmm. So what Spirit does is they expand that picture so you have a better idea of what's going on, and it makes it a lot easier to make a decision from there.
Expand on what Spirit is. We're doing definitions because it's the first time through mm-hmm. for this cast. So explain what, in your mind, people need to know about Spirit.
Spirit is anything connected with your highest good. That's what I work with. That's what I ask for mm-hmm. before I do the work. So there's a combination of three things going on. I have a set of guides that I work with that are healing guides and will give me information or actually do energy healing while we do the work. I have a set of three archangels. They call themselves Anantha, and they work like a switchboard, so they bring in the appropriate entities to help with this person. But I also work with that person's own spiritual guidance. You want to call it a guardian angel, mm-hmm. and listen to them and what they would like their person to know. So at any given time, there's different perspectives coming. These spiritual beings all seem to work together and give me information that will help the client.
So you made I've often equated Spirit to God, to infinite mm-hmm. intelligence, to the Force, if you will. Any of those things I think are appropriate for that, the way I read into it. And the angels and the archangels work with the ultimate intelligence to sort of help somebody figure out whatever they have to figure out. And the reason that I say this program is for free thinkers is because I think that underneath it all, thoughts are things. Whatever you think, whatever, and I think you would say this as well to people, whatever your thought is that you're keeping in your mind is what's going to be the reality. Is that not
yeah.
true?
Absolutely. And in fact, it's so powerful, Doug, that I'll be in the middle of a reading, and because I'm giving them information, in that moment they will make a new decision based on the information they're receiving, mm-hmm. and I will have to stop and restart the whole reading because they've already changed their thinking process, they've already changed their expectation, and now the reading is different.
Right. So your thoughts...
That's a trip when that happens.
Yeah, but you're the predicator. You're the reader of the thoughts, but you're not the originator of the thoughts. The person who's the subject of the work at that moment is the originator of the thought. That's really, I think,
yes,
what...
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so if you'd like to participate, Mary will be with us every week. I'll get her on earlier in our next edition here so that we can find out more about specifically how this all works. But if you're intrigued by Mary, you can find her at psychicscout.com, PSYCHICSCOUT, psychicscout.com. Mary O'Malley here on Your Hidden Power. Up next, Uri Geller joins us in this extravaganza. The insight into who you are comes from various sources. I have developed my interest in this sort of thing in many ways over the years. It came about with me, my interest in spirituality, if you will, in metaphysics, as a result of a personal crisis that I had when I was in my late 30s and early 40s. So this has been a part of my life, let's see, since 30 years, I would say. Yeah, just about 30 years, 31 years. And it came to me through a woman. I had an experience. I actually, because of the circumstance I found myself in, I was going to a therapist. And it turned out that the therapist was a minister in a spiritualist church. I didn't even know what I never heard of a spiritualist church before. And I went to the church and found that there was a lot of thinking going on there that I was really akin to. So that's how my interest in this all started. And then shortly after that, I met Uri Geller. And it just all of the pieces of my interest in metaphysics and the deeper side of the world came to fruition. Uri joins us at the behest of me and other people who are free thinkers. He's in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, lives in Israel now. And so I'm told today you're working with a Japanese film crew. One of the things that Uri, as a mystifier and a paranormalist and motivator, has found in his career, which has spanned, about 50 years, is that people around the world react to you differently, but people in Japan love you, right?
Doug, I'm here in Old Jaffa, and I have a Japanese crew from Tokyo with me.
And why are they interested in you? What is going on with the Japanese that finds that you answer the call to something that's important in that society?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Now, apparently you can't hear me loud and clear because that.
Okay.
Did you hear the question I just asked you? This is not going to work. All right. That's too bad. Well, sometimes these things happen under the circumstances. I'll go back to what I was saying before. Uri was on location and the Japanese film crew is there. He finds, I find it actually fascinating. He finds people everywhere in the world, no matter whether he's in the Middle East, Far East, whether he's in Europe, whether he's in America. People respond to his message because it's so positive. And that's actually part of what I'm going to try to do here in the Hidden Power Hour. The forward-thinking people who are trying to help others. That's really the most important part is you help yourself and you help others. There are a lot of people who are telepathic, a lot of people who are psychic, a lot of people who are motivators. I call Uri a mind master. However it works well to have someone that you can use as a sounding board in your life. And I told you, my experience at first, because of a personal situation, I got into spiritualism and then I met Uri. And all things became much more obvious. And then over the years, I've become a student of this. I don't talk about it a whole lot in my regular radio work, but I am not afraid to talk about it. I don't shy away from my interest in things that are paranormal because I think that for me, they help me understand what's going on in the world and what's going on with me and how I can relate to them. And I think that's why you would use people who are special or be interested in listening to people who have special thoughts, special talents, special powers, if you will. Although I don't know if that's appropriate because I think we all have power. I think we can all develop these things. I've found in thinking about it and going to school, I've taken classes, had lessons, had all kinds of different therapies introduced to me that help me overall understand what goes on in my life. I have found more than anything that the motivation originally for these things were the motivation was built around success or lack thereof that I was having in personal relationships. But then I see how you can use the talents and the guidance that you get from learning how your mind works to help you in every aspect of your life. It isn't just romance. How your body heals itself. A lot of people, you'll hear stories from people on this program who have healed themselves literally, or the power of prayer, the power of thought has healed people who have had horrible illnesses. And you say, that's a lot of baloney. No, it isn't. It may be to you because you don't buy into it. And maybe you'll change your mind after you listen to this. I've had any number of people. I mean, I'm not a crusader for this, but I do believe in the power of thought. I believe in what happens when we think things, whether, again, it's about what's going on in our personal lives, whether it's how much money we have in the bank, about our job. You can go to work every day and think you have a horrible job and your boss is horrible and blah, 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 and you're overwhelmed. But you can just as easily change that thought. By the way, there's another term for spirit that I was thinking of, and that's the universe. The universe says, for example, I believe the universe works in perfect order, and God will never give you more than you can handle in life. You'll be able to figure it out if you use the talents that you're given. And sometimes that takes talking to somebody who's an expert in various areas to help you see clearly. That the old song, remember, I can see clearly now? That's what it's about. Time for us to take yet another approach when it comes to your hidden powers, how you can access them. That's what this program is about. If you're a free thinker or open-minded, that's another term that I like because I think that that does reflect. If you're open-minded, it allows you to let things in that some people may not want to let in for whatever their reason. Part of the hidden powers that we can access comes through the help of certain people who are very sensitive. We were talking to Mary O'Malley earlier. Now it's our turn. She's an intuitive. Maria Francesca. Do I need to use the Francesca? I can just call you Maria Trilogy.
Yeah. That's
okay,
fine.
All right. Maria is one of the best, if not one of the best astrologers I've ever met, and certainly the best one that I have in my life at the moment. She has a very interesting perspective on things. So I think we start best by, I'll give you time in a couple of weeks, actually. Come on earlier, and we'll spend a half hour talking about who you are and what you do. But you just give us a short picture of what Maria Trilogy, not what, but who you are. How did you get to where you are?
Well, it was a very interesting way to get here because as a younger woman, my mother had someone that was coming along. Because we had a big family, she was her sort of assistant kind of housekeeper person. And she asked me when my birthday was, and I told her. And she said, have you ever heard of astrology? And, of course, I had not. So long story short, she took me to see someone who, at that time, astrology was not as well known, obviously, as it is today. But this woman told me things about myself and my personality that were absolutely fascinating. She had never met me before. She didn't know anything about me other than my birthday and the time that I was born, and was able to explain to me characteristics and qualities and things about my personality that were challenging. And it just absolutely fascinated me, and that is exactly how I got where I am.
All right. So, as an astrologer, you went to school, you learned this. What it was? What do you tell people it is? And how do you continue to school yourself?
Well, I continued to, first of all, colleges don't offer a PhD in astrology. So I went to college to become and learn more about psychology. So my idea was, okay, psychology and astrology kind of go together. And to me, although I absolutely appreciate psychology and psychologists, it was not really defining enough, and it wasn't supportive enough, and it didn't offer the tools that I would like to offer people that astrology offers. So I went to and got certified as a professional astrologer through an organization called Aquarius Workshops here in Los Angeles. Now, there are many different organizations now and even colleges that offer a deeper not a PhD, but you can get an astrological certification that then you become a professional. So that's how I went along, and I still am fascinated. I will be working with a client and realize that they have something going on in their astrological chart that I have, that I had not
paid that much attention to, because it is very intricate. As we are as human beings, when you think of the human body itself and how intricate it is and how it is, the relationship with the spirit, mind, and body come together. And that's what I believe astrology is. I think it's the just it's very simple and very complex. Mm-hmm. To me, astrology is the relationship of those various celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, the various bodies that we can actually, now we can see so many of them, and the relationship they have with each other, and then how that relationship affects us. So in a simple, basic way, if you think about how the sun feels on our skin, mm-hmm. it's so beautiful and warm, and how the moon, when we see a full moon, it just pulls at our emotions. Yeah. And that's just the basics.
All right. So Maria mentioned Spirit Mind Body Works, SMB. SMB Works at earthlink.net is how you reach Maria Trilogy. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.